Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There you are. Mr. Skin. Half hour from now. The Wacket Bracket continues, and that's what a lot of people are doing now. I'm guessing if you weren't having actual intimate contact with somebody before the virus kicked in, you got to wait now. Somebody met.
Yep.
Somebody met and dug each other but hadn't had sex yet, and bang.
Now they can't see each other.
No. Or they got a mutual masturbate 6 feet apart, you know.
We got a Facebook message from...
In our case, it's about 5 feet apart.
Well, we called her Susie. She's the one that likes the married guys.
Yeah.
I asked her, says there's got to be trying times for side chicks.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you holding out? And she's getting the occasional message.
Is she pissed at him? Oh, no, she likes being apart from these guys.
Yeah, she likes being apart from, but, they're with their wives.
That's right.
So they can't message.
Having sex with their wives.
As often as they would like.
How you doing?
That's too bad. You got to feel for them.
It is. I feel badly for all the side chicks and all the single people like Tyler described. Somebody they just met. They probably hit it off. They didn't have sex yet. They can't continue that relationship.
Or how about the person that's had sex with somebody and they live in different houses and the shutdown happened and to say safe, somebody said no, most likely her.
Yeah,
the guy ain't gonna care.
He'd be like, "Oh, I'll be over it."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going in.
I'll wear a mask. Put a hole in the mask. That defeats the purpose. I need something to put my tongue out.
Okay, our buddy Donald says,
if your tongue's sticking outside your mask, it defeats the purpose.
It's not sanitary anymore.
No.
They get the chicken, and then when it's done laying eggs, because apparently there's a shelf life on that.
Yeah, what do you do?
Then you make wings out of them.
Oh, but but here's the deal, Todd. You'll become attached to that chicken.
Probably.
You know, I'm not gonna eat the damn pet. I'm just not, because you didn't grow up in a chicken farm, so to you it will be like a pet.
No, I did grow up in a little town in North Dakota before I moved to the big town of Rugby,
right.
And our neighbors had chickens.
I understand that, but you didn't have to be responsible for killing them.
No, but I would see
Can you imagine saying, "Oh, I love my little chicken," and you just wring its neck and eat it?
My buddy's mom.
But today's the day.
Would chop the head off the chicken, and it would run around the yard until it finally fell over, and we were.
That's not you. That's not you. You're gonna have like a bunch of sterile chickens in your yard after a while because you're gonna. Oh, that's my friends.
You'll be taking them for walks.
Old chicken.
I told
water.
You about how that my. I'm still to this day, like I was 9 years old or something. Remember seeing my aunt. Grab a chicken by the head, swing it once, and the head popped right off in her hand.
Oh, man.
Never getting rid of that visual.
No, wow. No you're not.
Then kept running around, spurting blood everywhere.
Well, I've seen that.
Who's hungry?
Yeah. The couple seasons I went waterfowl hunting. You know, right? The duck would fall, wouldn't be dead. Ring the neck like that.
Yeah.
Gruesome.
Yeah, they weren't messing around with like chopping the head on a block or something.
You can get a pro come in and build a chicken coop for you. You don't want to do it yourself, right?
No, I definitely don't.
Oh, Nick can
don't.
Do it for you. Nick's a handyman.
Yeah, but then
right. Nick hung a bike yesterday.
I would
he can build a chicken coop.
I would put a picture of the chicken coop up, and people would pick on Nick for not doing the chicken coop correctly.
Nice coop. Oh, it's a lean tube. Yeah, it's a little crooked.
Nice chicken coop, Nick.
I tried to do that with that turtle enclosure, like make a base that this pond could actually stay on because the water's heavy.
Uh-huh.
And just like the bottom part was so crooked that I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to have to stack some bricks or something.
Our buddy Seth from Spain is checking in on the email. You can check in to TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. The fishing village where I live is normally quiet, but the lockdown has made it eerily silent. However, on Saturday morning, I woke up to a helicopter patrolling the estuary. I figured it was the police enforcing the lockdown. I read later on the internet, however, that the helicopter was part of a search to locate two Colombians who had tried to unload 2.5 tons of cocaine during the night using speedboats. The region where I live in Spain has a history as one of the main entry points for drug trafficking into Europe, especially during the 80s. My question is, who's trying to buy cocaine at this time? And when the police question you, simply going to the supermarket or taking your dog for a walk?
First of all, he's never done cocaine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then he does. I'll cocaine explain it to you. It's a fun drug for a little bit, and then it turns really bad.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, a lot of people are trying to buy cocaine. It's like Craig says, a vice in this situation is what you want because reality sucks.
It's also a very addictive drug.
Yes.
And if you start to like it a lot, you probably are buying cocaine.
Right.
You're probably going out of your way, risking your life to buy some cocaine.
Right. Of course, you better be living with somebody, because if you're jacked up by yourself, who the hell are you going to talk to?
Just bounce it off the walls.
Who are you going to talk to? I guess you don't want to be on the phone a lot.
Yeah, you get on the FaceTime a
lot. You'll be
Skype or whatever you're using these days.
He's coked up. He's calling me again. Damn it.
No, I don't want to talk to this guy.
We should open a restaurant when this is over. I love that bit on Ted.
It was on this date in 1964.
Oh, Craig, Christian, here's a good one. I'm going to read that one. Headline, I'll check it out later on. But unhealthy habits while stuck at home.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Eating, drinking.
Yeah. Sitting.
Sitting.
Yeah. I haven't read it yet, but go
smoking.
Ahead, Craig. 1964.
And then you can use all the vices beyond that.
Cocaine, meth. Although, you know.
So, I ate a very unhealthy amount of food for dinner last night.
Yeah, we did the pizza last night. We made some pizza. Yeah.
I've just been like smoking all day and cleaning the garage and didn't really eat anything. So we sat down for dinner and I was just gorged. I didn't feel good. Then my son kicked my ass in basketball afterwards.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to beat him again.
You're just not trying.
I was trying.
No way.
Don't keep your blinds closed. You know, just these are stupid ones there.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Keep them open while I'm walking around naked?
Well, you want the sunshine, I guess, to stick in your house, yeah. Yeah. Don't have junk food in the pantry. No, that's what you want.
Well, it's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a stupid one. That's more of a life. It's more of a stupid
stuff. Yeah, that's for every day.
Yeah, right.
And I need to not have junk food at the house, or I need to quit eating some of the stuff I do.
Now's not the time, though.
No.
It's on this date in 1964, you might remember where you were when Jeopardy aired on NBC TV for the first time.
Yeah.
What is Wax Off?
All right.
The host?
Art Fleming.
Art?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
God, that show is old, and so is everybody that watches it. And Todd.
But the contestants
are not. Because they're smart.
They're not old.
No. But people that watch it are old.
And a note for our Deadpool players. Born on this date and still kicking. Former host of Hollywood Squares, Peter Marshall.
Man, I didn't know he's still kicking.
Really?
He's got to be 97?
No.
95?
No. Jeez, he's only 94.
Man. Peter Marshall.
94.
Yeah, that's old school, man.
Yeah, so you might want to keep that name in mind. You know, I'm going to keep that name in mind.
I clicked on the website. I mean, Joe Diffie, country singer, 61, coronavirus. I'd recognize that name. I know that guy. But and that's the thing is people are starting, people that we know.
There was a guy.
Yeah, not personally, but the famous people are starting to die. Not that that makes any worse because it's always worse, but, you know, it brings it to the forefront a little bit for a lot of people.
Well, might hit home
yeah.
to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you personally know anybody? Do you realize that some of these people's Facebook posts and tweets, how they're aging, how bad you look?
Oh, not well.
How bad you look if you were saying go to restaurants a week and a half ago. I'm going out. I'm having fun. I don't care how bad they're aging. I know you don't care, but you should.
Even that douchey Spring Breaker kid that everybody saw finally came out and went, I'm sorry.
I'll give that guy a little bit of break because he was a douchey 20-year-old or whatever. And he realized his error of his ways. But I've seen adults on Facebook as of 2 weeks ago. Ah, don't be afraid of anything. Go to restaurants. Do stuff. No.
Cough.
And the new Jeopardies are now over.
Oh.
The last new one.
Oh, what's Todd going to do?
Friday.
Well, I'll watch some old ones. They got old ones on Netflix.
Well, they're going to be running the old ones, too.
Oh, okay. And I tell you, even if I saw like a Jeopardy episode 2 weeks ago.
You'll forget it?
Yeah. My mind is erased that since then.
That doesn't surprise me. What is Chicken Coop?
It'd be new to me.
Well, I'm really kicking ass on this one. It's like I've already seen this.
You're right.
Man.
I love that. It's erased in your head. I was good tonight. Yeah, you saw it Thursday.
We have a death to report that is non-corona related.
Okay. So that's good news, huh?
We'll start celebrating these.
Yeah.
Soap opera veteran John Callahan.
Oh, I recognize this guy.
He played Edmund Gray on All My Children.
Oh, I saw the photo. I recognize the guy. I don't watch the show, but I
Craig Hunt on Santa Barbara. Joined All My Children in 1992.
He just stroked out, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Christy watches that. I don't recognize
that. So that's good news. Good news. The guy just stroked out.
Well, no.
No, but for the rest of us, okay, he's just stroked out. Anybody have him?
No.
Okay.
They did not. ESPN is going to, starting tonight for the next 5 weeks, ESPN will fill Monday night primetime with classic Monday night football games. Tonight, it's the Rams and the Chiefs.
What year?
Oh, the one from last year?
From 2018, highest scoring Monday night football game ever.
Who won that game?
Not the Chiefs.
Rams.
Oh, you're not going to watch it
54
then, right?
54-51.
Nobody watches when their team
loses. I hung through the end of that on a school night because that was such an exciting game.
I remember that game.
Yeah.
You can see it again tonight.
Yeah, but I know who wins.
Plus, if you're a Rams fan, you might watch it. But other than that... Yeah.
That was a ketchup mustard game because Rams were wearing those all yellow uniforms and Chiefs were all red.
Mm-hmm. I might watch some of that, but not the end.
No.
I'll just turn it off when they've got the lead.
Those two backbreaking interceptions, you mean?
Yeah.
What do you care? You're champions, man.
Well, yeah. I remember watching that game with my kid. It's like, hey, no matter what happens at the end, like, we're not going to cry.
Right.
We're not going to cry.
Yeah, how about
and then it ends, and then he just bursts into tears. Right.
I love that we're not going to cry. Dad, I don't cry, you puss.
Dad's crying again.
We're not going to cry. We're not going to cry. I told you, son, we're not going to cry.
Go to bed.
Shut up.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Post Malone's going to be holding a massive celebrity beer bong tournament on Instagram Live. He announced the Bellina Cup over the weekend, said the proceeds from the tournament are going to go to relief funds for the COVID-19.
I'm not a big fan of the music, but that's pretty cool.
16 participants, Travis Kelce, Gronkowski, Machine Gun Kelly, and more. Trophy and a wrestling belt will be awarded to the winner of the beer bong tournament, the Post Malone tournament.
But here's the deal with Post Malone. A lot of young people that are not even of age love him. So he just said, grab your parents' beer bong and go down the basement.
Yes.
my daughter loves him. I'm thinking, I mean, she's not going to do any beer bongs today, you know.
Yeah, my daughter does too. Like, she has pictures of that dude on her wall. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think he's a
no.
He's not attractive.
Not at all. Not at all. Even without the tats, he's just
regular. I just read a quote from him like last week. He said that's why he got the face tats, because he said he was an ugly mofo.
But I understand. I think it's cool he's doing that. Except I think his audience is not really. They shouldn't be hardcore beer bong drinkers. Yeah. Now, Gronk fans, of course, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. My oldest son likes Post Malone, and he'll beer bong right along with him.
God, your son's too old to like that guy. He sucks. Oh, he's brutally bad. Post Malone music sucks.
I gave him a chance. I don't get it.
Oh, no.
I thought he would have grown out of beer bongs by this time, too. He's like 35.
I think he has.
Tough. Beer bongs are tough.
Yeah. I never could swallow that quick anyway.
That's all right.
Even when I was younger, I couldn't. I was never the guzzling champion.
You think I was? Taking your time on the swallowing is just fine, Tyler.
But that bong, beer bong, just that shoots down your throat. There's gonna be a lot of clips here. I get it, but I've never. Were you good at beer bongs back in the day?
No,
I couldn't suck that thing down.
Honestly never done a beer bong.
Okay.
No, I've neither. I've done a bong bong.
That I can do.
We've all done bong bongs. Yes. That I can do.
According to The Guardian.
Didn't he pitch for the Braves? Bong bong?
Yeah, bong bong.
Yung bong. Yeah. And then went to the Cincinnati Reds for a little while. But I got his jersey when he was a Brave.
Yeah.
He didn't last long.
According to The Guardian, they say that thanks to the coronavirus, we could have a worldwide lack of condoms. One Malaysian company makes one in every five condoms globally.
Nobody's getting laid now anyway.
Well, but we're talking about after we can.
Got it.
Because they won't just appear.
Why are they stopped making them?
Because there's no one there at the factory.
Oh, I got it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're now operating with 50% of their workforce.
It helps the guys that want to feel things. Honey, I can't feel
like
anything.
A child.
Yeah. You're gonna get a kid out of that. Oh, the baby boom is going to be crazy.
Company officials say it's going to take some time to jumpstart factories.
I don't know why you want
to. That'll lead to the
stuff.
Mass shortage. They say that for certain areas, the shortage could last for months. The condom shortage of 2020.
The great condom shortage of 2020.
That's right.
Stockpile those, too.
According to Mike, the 2018 Chief Rams contest was a Cleet Blakeman game of the week.
Was it really?
I think it was, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he can watch those games, or if it's like an actor that doesn't want to watch himself on screen.
I think he watches games that he's done during the season so he can check out stuff that's going on. But you're right. To see the whole thing.
Yeah, to see
I would watch it and just yell to my wife the whole time.
We've never asked him that.
Hey,
if he goes through the game film. If the refs go through the game film.
He does.
After.
He
they
watches,
do, huh?
He watches games, yeah.
So you can go and, hey, remember when I was hot ref for a minute?
Hey, honey, I'm on TV again. Right. I'm on TV again. That's what I would do.
Sit in his office with a coach's clicker.
Honey, I'm on TV again.
Check me out.
Cleet, if you're listening, I know you are, because you're going to call us on that one, man. Will you watch tonight? See, look at that. Yeah.
Just casually turn it on and walk away.
Sleeves were looking extra tight that night.
Apparently 12% of people are not using video capabilities while they're doing their teleworking. They're not using the video capabilities on their...
It looked like that guy tweeted out. You got your hair sticking straight up.
Yeah, because they just use the audio capabilities because they don't want anybody to look at them.
Man, nobody's doing their makeup.
I'll be in the meeting.
Hair,
I'm
right.
just not turning on the video.
Right.
But that's just 12%. Mm-hmm. Most people have to turn on the video, I imagine.
Yeah.
No, that's my wife. She works from home and she's...
No video?
No video. She said absolutely not. Because even before this, she worked from home one day a week.
Right.
And she was like,
no
nah.
video.
No, nah, no video. She just...
Plus, you're walking past in your skivvies, you know?
Yeah.
There's pushing a thong walking behind her.
See, yeah.
Giving the other people in the meeting a little something every now and then.
The office room she works in is
shake it.
Kind of isolated. Like, I'd have to make an effort to go do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Right.
But I would.
And others might appreciate that.
You just shake it out of the shower, towel off behind right. her and go, oops, sorry.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Towel fell.
There's my penis.
You're welcome.
Hey, you're welcome, ladies.
You're welcome
walk away.
That.
And see your ass walking down the hallway. Perfect.
Check that out.
Yeah.
44% of people admitted that they dressed in more professional attire for the video meetings that they have to show up
from
for.
Waist up.
Yeah, that's what Walmart
All
says.
All these girls are sitting in their panties, and don't tell me they're not, because I know they are.
I know you want to think that.
There's a girl on MSNBC, I know she's in her panties.
Yep. All those people on TV
Casey.
Are not dressed up
Casey
from
Hunt.
The waist down.
Casey Hunt, KCDC, she was on last night from her, I know she had no panties. She's just sitting there, just Donald Ducking it on TV, man.
Sitting on a towel.
Right. Oh, yes. I know you were. I know you were.
If they're sitting behind a desk, they are not wearing pants.
She's at home.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you'll see they'll stand
I
up.
Know,
you know, they'll do a little stand-up thing, but if they're sitting down, no pants.
I think I'm not wearing, if I'm in that situation, I'm not wearing pants just so I know I'm getting an offer on other people. Yes, I'm on national TV, and my balls are hanging out.
We could probably arrange that.
Yep.
If we were all in different studios, like all in our basement somewhere, we'd...
Oh, forget it.
I would do it with my balls hanging out. Just to tell you guys that.
Yeah, just to say that you did.
And we'd show the video to each other, too, by the way. But we're not. We're all in the same studio. We're not really 6 feet apart. We should be. We're about, what, 4.5?
Maybe 5.
Something.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
We're close.
Yeah, we're in a whole different room.
Yeah, you're in a whole different room, man.
All right. And we are not Donald Ducking it.
No, we're not in here.
We'll see how the morning goes.
Yeah. Might come to that eventually. But,
oh, great. Meg's going to love that.
As of right now, not Donald
Ducking it. Donald Ducking it, Meg, is no pants. All right. In case you didn't know what that meant.
But a shirt. You got the shirt on.
Got the shirt on, no pants.
Well, yeah, she's going to stab us.
Mr. Skin, speaking of naked stuff, next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.